This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, July 18th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Refugees International declared there is a dire need for humanitarian assistance in conflict-ridden Myanmar, reports International Christian Concern. The military junta's seizure of the Myanmar government on February 1, 2021, has been a disaster. The violence in the Kaya state has led to widespread displacement, with children hiding in caves and trenches in constant fear of air raids. To make matters worse, the Burmese army has limited humanitarian assistance. Currently, over 14 million people need humanitarian aid in Myanmar. Prayerfully consider helping the people of Myanmar through local missionaries and Christian Aid Mission. Open Doors lists Myanmar as the 12th most difficult country in the world to be a Christian. Surprise, surprise! A 27-year-old male inmate who is pretending to be a female has impregnated not one, but two female inmates while incarcerated at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women in Clinton, New Jersey. The guilty man's name is Demetrius Minor. Despite his bizarre claim to be a woman, I guess even the liberals have to conclude he is actually a male. Perhaps now the prison officials will reject their foolish June 29, 2021 policy change, which allowed inmates to be housed in correctional facilities according to their so-called gender identity. Of the 800 inmates housed at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women, 773 are female and 27 of them are male. A Southwest flight attendant who alleged she was fired from her position due to her vocal religious opposition to abortion and union dues being used to support abortion-related causes has won a $5.1 million federal lawsuit against her former employer and union, reports the Christian Post. The National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation announced in a statement Thursday that Charlene Carter, a pro-life Christian, prevailed in her religious discrimination lawsuit with Southwest Airlines and the leftist Transportation Workers Union of America. After the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on Friday, June 24th, the South Carolina Heartbeat Law, which had been blocked since February of 2021, went into effect on Monday, June 27th. The pro-life law lowered the ban on abortions in South Carolina from 20 weeks to 6 weeks. However, pro-lifers hope to see all abortions made illegal from the moment of conception, even if the father is a criminal, because the child in the womb is innocent and created in God's image. Genesis 1 verse 27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image." On July 7th, the South Carolina Ad Hoc Committee hosted a rare opportunity for public testimony on the future of abortion in the Palmetto State. Thankfully, the majority of people who spoke were Christian pro-lifers. Many were motivated to come thanks to the promotion of Abolish Abortion South Carolina. Alexia Newman, director of the Carolina Pregnancy Center in Spartanburg, talked about the free help they offer.
For over 2 years now, we've had a drive-through at our particular crisis pregnancy center where anybody in our community can come and get free diapers, free formula. And with the formula shortage, that has been huge. We serve about 85 men and women and grandparents that come to our doors. We want them to know that life is precious, that 21 days after conception, those babies have a heartbeat, that 40 days after conception, they have brain waves. But more than that, we want them to know that there's hope.
And Olivia Bristol challenged the Christians on the committee with scriptural reasons to oppose abortion.
I would first like to say to those of you who claim to be Christian or pro-life, if you believe the truths in the Bible that every life is valuable and that an unborn child is a valuable person, then I urge you to act for the immediate and total abolition of abortion with no exceptions. This is the only logical, consistent course of action for someone who claims to be a follower of Christ. If you will not do this, you will go against what you claim and become like those of whom the Apostle Paul said, the word of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Please don't discredit the faith you claim by fearing other people more than God.
Bristol also had a word for everyone.
And to all of you, I would like to remind you that the Bible clearly establishes in Romans chapter 13 that the role of government is to protect and reward the innocent and to punish the wicked. A government that allows for abortion does precisely the opposite.
If you live in South Carolina, please email Republican Representative John McCravey, who chairs the committee to whom they spoke, at johnmccravey@schouse.gov and urge him to abolish abortion. And finally, I guest host for Kevin Swanson today on Generations Radio and talk with Chad Robichaux, a Force Recon Marine and a pro mixed martial arts champion. In his book, An Unfair Advantage, Victory in the Midst of Battle, he shares both his successes and his failures during his 8 tours in Afghanistan and in the MMA cage. He was pretty vulnerable.
When I was coming home from my last deployment, I left because I was just having a meltdown and I was dealing with severe panic attacks, anxiety, depression, and I was not in the right mental capacity to operate. Some very bad things had happened on my last deployment. A lot of teammates were killed, and I was just not in a very good place.
After Chad was diagnosed with severe PTSD, I asked him when he trusted Christ as Savior.
It wasn't until the very rock bottom for me. I was separated from my family, facing divorce after it came to light that I was in relationships with other women. And I found myself in my apartment and had attempted to take my life by suicide, with a pistol.
Chad shares parallel stories of biblical warriors, including Moses, Jonathan, David, Esau, and Ehud, who face similar struggles, and reveals the unfair advantage that led them to victory in the midst of those battles. He founded the Mighty Oaks Foundation, which puts on powerful events to help other veterans and their families. Take a listen to my interview at generations.org/radio. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, July 18th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.